Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mbimbitho 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lowile uthiwa yiCorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imkhuhlane ezinje.
Abo mkhankaso owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bathi uhulumende kethule umthetho wokuba manzonzo omumo wezempila kahle elizweni o national state of emergency.
Uqinisile upresident esesiku achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi lize lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo, sihlale phansi sixoxe, iachievement on its own.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House. Kuwoza Friday kuliviki silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo wakulezinsuku owehouse music umncedisi moyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abo mkhankaso wokulwisana lokusabalala kwegciwane le-coronavirus owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba ethule umthetho wokumamanzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni we-national state of emergency phansi kwemizamo yokuvimba ukuthelelanwa kwegciwane le-coronavirus eseliyingozi emazweni amaningi omhlaba. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Abomkhankaso we-present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign baveze lokhu emhlanganweni lethathela izindaba owenzelwe e-media center lapho abaveze ukukhathazeka kwabo ngokuphatheka kwahulumende kumalungiselelo okuvimba ingozi engehlela ilizwe yaleli gciwane le-coronavirus. Omunye wamalunga la unkosazana Esther Wongayizimudzi ulandisa kabanzi ngale nkuthazo yabo kuhulumende.
Other countries, including the China, they've now stopped planes leaving out the country. So similar
abakwamanye amazwe okubalisa ele China kaba savumeli indizamchina ukuphuma lokungena emazweni abo. Ngokufanayo kasimelanga njengelizwe sibe lokho siyekethisa kulolu dawo. Kunje sike saba lesehlakalo salowana muntu okubikwa wabaleka isibhedlela seWilkins waziphumela nje. Wayevela ngaphi lo muntu? Wayevela kwele Thailand. Kungani sibavumela laba bantu bengena kulele? Sekumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi anelise ukulondoloza impilakahle yezizwalane zakhe. Iqiniso yokuba kasilakho okwaneleyo kokuzenqabela kulolu dubu.
To put a lid on it. And it was just in one constituency. What more now of corona?
Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi useyenze konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungiselela ukusabalala kwaleli gciwane ngendlela yokusibanga esiphezulu. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo ulandisa ngamalungiselelo abo besebenzisana labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela olubona ngendaba zasekhaya ukulondoloza imingcele. Abe komiti ekhangela udaba lwezempilakahle edalele ePhalamende basanda kwethekelela esilindweni sendizamchina eseRobert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport lasesibhedlela seWilkins Infectious Hospital eHarare uyazibonela isimo samalungiselelo okwenqabela ukusabalala kwecoronavirus elaziwa njalo ngokuthi COVID-19. Umgcini sihlalo wale komiti uDr. Ruth Labode ugcizelele ukuba ngempela uzilungiselele ngokwaneleyo uhulumende ukulondoloza uzulu nxa lingasabalala leli gciwane eZimbabwe.
Sebelungisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lowile uthiwa yiCorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibedlela even ezileminyi imkhuhlane ezinje
eLezimbabwe libikwa lidinga izigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu zamadola emelika 5.2 million ukuze lenelise ukulungiselela ngokugcweleyo ukuvimba ukusabalala kwegciwane leCOVID-19 kunje abe Global Fund sebethembise ukupha eLezimbabwe izigidi ezingamachuma amabili lanhlanu zamadola emelika 25 million yokusebenzisa kulolu hlelo ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngingumevis Gama
Siyabonga Mavis lokhu sikudaba lunye ababili abacatshangelwa ukuthi bebengaba legcikwane le coronavirus kobulawayo babikwa betholakale bemsulwa ababili laba bathiwa babulawa ngumvimbano nje kuphela kodwa kwamakhelwane eSouth Africa inani labatholakele belegcikwane leli lokhu liqansa selizela yafika kumachumi amabili lane i24 Kuzwekazi le-Afrika sokulamazwe alichumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 aselabantu abatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kulamazwe athi Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan legini asanda kuba labatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwele Canada unkosikazi wenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Sophie Trudeau utholakale elegcikwane leli. Okubangele ukuba umkakhe umnumzana Justin Trudeau azivalele lapho angasoze athintane khona labantu. Kuthi ngapha kwele Melika izikolo sezivaliwe njengendlela yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kwele Italy osekule nani eliphezulu kulele China ekuthelelaneni leli gcikwane kulabantu abedlula phose amakhulu amabili 189. Abatholakale belegcikwane leli kusukela izolo kuphela. KweleNgilandi imidlalo enguqu yesigaba sePremier League isidluliselwe phambili umhla ka4 wenyanga ezayo ngenxa yegcikwane leli. Okudanisa abanye eZimbabwe ukuthi akulalwazi olupheleleyo ngokuqhamuka kwegcikwane leli. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi othi ulwazi alukho ngaleli gcikwane.
Well, okokuqala abantu nje indaba lithe ifika abantu bengathi hayi bayizwa kodwa nje abakulandaba layo kakhulu. Kodwa ngokunanzelela indlela esibikwa ngayo nokulandela ama-statistics njalo sinazela abantu abangabantu abathanda lo mdlalo lo wenguqu. Babuke yalapha kumabona kude ukuthi kulama game asekhanselwa amanye asedlalwa ku-MT Stadium. Abantu sebeqalisa ukuthi hayi babona indaba lasiyo indaba elula and abanye sebeze bekhuluma lapha ungeza lapha ku-social media bantu bethi hayi kungangcono labantu uhulumende afake umthetho wokuthi engxenye yabantu kuye kuwavoti ukuthi kube labantu abangena abavela kwezindawo. Lathi abeZimbabwe ke sibaleke ukuba siphuma siya kwezindawo. Yimkhumbulo yonke leyo buya abantu beze kwazi nayi thread sheyo ukuthi kambi thread sheyo leyo nezasifatha njani nje izaletha abantu abavela emazweni lawo yalabo China oItaly obani bani abantu siza abantu ngathi hayi kade sebe sethuka sibe babo umkhuhlane zomkhuhlane wokudlala
manje zikhona yini indawo ezingabapha ulwazi lokubana bayenze njani kakhulu nxa umuntu kumbe ezithola ekhwehlela okungajayelekanga lokunye okunjalo ecabangela ukuthi kungaba kuligcikwane leli zikhona yini indawo ezilolwazi lonono
owakathesi ngibona ungathi kulapha esingathi thina uhulumende wethu yehluleka khona ngoba akula sibe limuntu asibabona abantu abahamba lapha kuma communities abahamba kuZulu bebafundisa ngoba indlela sofaya singathi kuba lawo le team ephumayo ihambe ebantwini ihambe ihlanganisa abantu ingene emabandleni emachurchi lapha itshela abantu ukuthi abantu bangenzani kube bananzeli nxa umkhuhlane usukalenze kodwa ke siyakunanzeli khona okwase kubone yebo kambe siyezwa abaminisa nxa bezicocela nje esikhathi senye uzwa ukuthi hhayi kule ndabeni kodwa sibili i-community kathesi hhayi akula muntu ongakutseli ukuthi into ebambekayo ngalo mkhuhlane kuyinde ukuthi kumbe nxa usicabangela wenzeni akukacaci so ke engxenye singathi uhulumende kulapho kule gebu khona wakathesi
Lo-ke umnumzana Ambrose Bindi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le koBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 medium wave, la ku-short wave 6175 la ku 7255 ekseni kususela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7 kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kilohertz ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kilohertz kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Umahluli omkhulu elizweni uChief Justice Luke Malaba usesole ukungagqitshwa kokwakhiwa komthethwandaba kamantshi oeGwanda Provincial Magistrate Court osole minyaka engamachumi phose amabili usakhiwa. UMalaba ubeseGwanda lamhlanje ukuzozibonela ngokwakhe ukuqhubeka kwalomsebenzi. UAlbert Ncube usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
UMalaba bekhathwe ngumphathintambo ezomthetho umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi kanye lowentuthuko yezabelo umnumzana July Moyo bezobona okwenzakalayo kulomthethwandaba oqala ukwakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-2004 kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla awukapheli. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano obungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba, uMalaba uveze ukudana okukhulu ezithi sekumele kuthathwe inyathelo elizadala ukuthi lesi sakhiwo siphele. UMalaba uthuke wavakatshelwa kulesi sakhiwo kabili nyakenye ngemva kokuba inkampani ye-Mutual Construction eyiyo eqhatshiwe ukuyenza lo msebenzi iphiwe imali yokwakha kodwa uyamangala ukuthi akulo sekuthe kwenziwa.
This then became a cause of grave concern to the Judicial Service Commission, particularly in view of the magnitude of the building and also in view of its significance as a means of providing access to justice to the people. Therefore, it is important that a decision be made as to the way forward.
Lokho wasikhathaza kakhulu thina ababona ngomthetho. Ikakhulu nxa sikhangele lesi sakhiwo esingaka njalo lokuthi siqakatheke kangakanani ekwethulweni komthetho. Kungakho kuqakathekile ukuthi sithathe inyathelo sesiya phambili.
Unobhala jikelelo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eGwanda, umnumzana Bekezela Madumafuzwayo, uthi ziningi inhlelo uhulumende engakazigqibi kulesi sabelo.
Ukuthi silama projects amileyo anjengeGwanda Polytech, iJoshua Mqaboko elweqhasa ukwakhiwa ngo-old site ngo-83 namuhle i-new site lokho kungilimile ama-crane akwenziwa lutho. Ikhothi yena leyana sizifuna ukuqaliswa kutsha akwenziwa lutho. Ibridge likamthabezi kalenziwa lutho. Singabala ama-project e-government wonke eGwanda amileyo maningi kakhulu.
Umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla wayengumeya wedolobho leGwanda uthi bekungadingakali ukuthi uMalaba liqula lakhe basuke khona lesigodlweni bezobona isakhiwo esingakapheli.
Okuswelakalayo ngabantu abazokwakha, sifuna ukubona abantu bebuya bezokwakha hathi bezobuka nje engathi ngama-tourists. Indaba ye-tourism kuhulumende kayipheli, kakwenziwe izinto kungabe kukhulunywa ngazo. Abantu bezobuka nje engathi ngabantu ababukela impophoma zasefolosi kumbe amanqinqi waseZimbabwe. Kangiboni ukuthi kuza kwabo kuyanceda ngani. Kuyanceda ngokudla imadlanana le khona. Leyo mali ngabe kude ngizamende London isakhiwo saphela. Sikhathele ngabantu abakhuluma ngomlomo bengenzi lutho.
Umnumzana Stanley Madamombe, umqondisi we-Mutual Construction layo obesemhlanganweni waseGwanda namhlanje, akathandanga ukukhuluma le ntathelo zindaba esithi sivumelwano asibhalelana lorhulumente asimvumeli. UMalaba ugcine esithi bazahlala phansi loyakhayo baphume lesinqumo kusasa ukuze umsebenzi uqhubeke. UZiyambilayo uveze ukukhathazeka esithi kuyamangalisa ukwenzakala eGwanda ngoba kwabanye amadolobha afana leChinoyi umsebenzi ofanayo uyaqhubeka kuhle. Lo mthethwandaba ukhangelelwe ukunceda kakhulu ekuthoniseni kwamacala ngokuphangisa lapho uthe waphela. Ngimele umsakazi weStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, Albert Ncube.
Elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lapho esixoxa khona ngomkhuhlane we coronavirus. thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abebutho lakwele Melika babikwa behlasele endaweni egcina izikhali kwele Iraq lamhlanje madabukakusa, bephindisela ukuhlaselwa okuze okuke kwenziwa inkamba zomanyano webutho elikhokhelwa yiMelika ngabeqembu labahlamuki abasekwele Iraq abe Iran. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamuhla uhlangane labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House lapho athe khona inkulumo phakathi kwakhe lenkokheli yamabandla la sezilethe inguquko enengi elizweni. Umnangagwa uthe yinto ejabulisayo njalo eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Inkokheli yamabandla amancane engene emhlangano lo igoqela umholi we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yena wala ukungena kunkulumo leze esithi ngamadlwane. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lelunga lebandla likaChamisa umnumzana Edwin Dlovu yena othi uMnangagwa kumele akhulumisane loChamisa ngoba nxa ezimisele ukulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe.
Akula kuvumelana laye ukuthi athi kunengi asebekwenzile beyinhlanganiso yePollard. Umgabe esaphila waka wasihleka nje senza ihlaya ngathi amabandla aphikisayo esithi yena ungahlanganisa u-0 plus 0 ekugcineni impendulo yabilokho engu-0. Amazwi akhe yena la aphendula ke umntana wakhe uMnangagwa nguye amtshela umbuso ukuthi ke inhlanganiso yabo yePollard amabandla abahlangana labo kuhlanganisela lona lezanu phefe likaMnangagwa yi-0 plus 0 kuzaphuma u-0 njenge-ansa i-economy angeke bayenelise ukuthi bayivuselele nje ngabantu abadlalayo ke angeke bayikwanise i-economy. Yikho sithi hayi ngu-0 plus 0 kakutshintshi lutho, akula kuningi asebekwenzile. Ikanti okuningi asebekwenzile yikudiliza ngoba ama-resources amalutshwane eZimbabwe nala bayasebenzisa ke bendawonye betshona bexoxa ke befida ke inhlanzi emapulazini, akula nto ibambekayo esingathi Pollard siyenze.
Kuyini uMnangagwa amele akwenze ukuze kube le nkulumo eziletha utshintsho eZimbabwe?
UMnangagwa okumele kwenze yikuthi ke abize umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance ke umongameli uChamisa, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bavumelane ukuthi yebo kambe ndoda waqilibezela kodwa i-economy angekwenelisi ukuthi iqilibezele. Bavumelane ke ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba into enkulu esilimazayo elizweni yindaba yelegitimacy ukuthi khona laba bantu akumelanga babe khona phana, labo bayamangala ukuthi bafike njani. Osekumele kwenzakale kabize uChamisa bahlale phansi, nxa esesaba ukukhuluma laye yedwa kabize-ke uThabo Mbeki ke umngani wabo kuZanu PF babuye bazolukhuluma udaba lokuthi kulungisiswe indaba-ke yokukhokhela ilizwe esingathi yi-governance. Bangakulungisisa khona lokho ezinye izinto eziningi zizalandela njalo baningi abantu abale expertise eziningi ke kwi-economy abanjengabotendayibiti abazancedisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvuke njani.
Lalo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Dlovu, ilunga le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Untungameli uphinde waxoxa njalo lesikhulumeli somanyano wePollard umnumzana Khalipani Phugeni yena othi uMnangagwa uqinisile ukuthi kuningi asebekufezile kunkulumo zabo.
Kuningi ngempela uqinisile uPresident esesiku-achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo sihlale phansi sixoxe yi-achievement on its own. kodwa ungabheka last week noma last week but one umongameli weBotswana ukhulumile ngayo iPollard wathi into yokuqala ngempela emhlabeni njalo yinto ejabulisa kakhulu. Khonoko kuchaza ukuthi sesibonise umhlaba wonke ukuthi ngemva kokhetho siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sixoxisane. IZimbabwe ke uyakwazi ukuthi ibe isolated for a long time, especially with international community. Kuningi ke sikwenzayo, uzokwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe nje bekumele ukuthi ngabe mhla ka 20 siyehla lapho eWashington sizoxoxisana nabo congressmen ngama sanctions afakwe eZimbabwe, kodwa ngenxa ye coronavirus sidifeyiwe for later date leyo trip.
Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi lidlala amadlwane lezano, akulalutho elilwenzayo.
Vele kanti bangathini msakazi, ngoba phela bona iprogram yabo uhlelo labo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bemele bahlupheke kakhulu, maze behlupheke kakhulu bese kwenzeka ukuthi mebe babavotele. Hayi, thina asikho lokho esikusebenzayo. Thina sisebenza ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Abantu bakithi bayahlupheka kakhulu emforwethu. Ungaye United Nations othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye African Union othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye SADC othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye la South Africa next door, ilizwe ngempela elithuthuke kakhulu esifisa ukufana nalo, lalo bakhuluma ngePollard. So laba bathi Pollard akulalutho ngamadlwane nje, hayi, angazi ukuthi uzokholwa bani msakazi nalabo abalalela emakhaya. Kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi siyasebenza, siyasebenza akudlalwa. Umsebenzi wethu nje very soon lizobona, abanye bamisuqala ukubonakala umsebenzi wethu. Ibudget le ngikhuluma ngayo ka 2020, isanitary way ifakiwe khona lapho, isikhona. Ifree education yinto esetshenzwayo ku budget, kukhona konke lokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, isikhulumeli somanyano wePollard obexoxa icingweni lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7 ekwabulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu le Highlanders uMark Harrison uthi bazimisele ukuphakamisa inkezo yeCastle Challenge Cup kusasa lapho abadibana lentshantshu zesigaba sePremier Soccer League iqembu leFC Platinum. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Harrison uthi iqembu leHighlanders likwenze konke okusemandleni nalo ukulungisela la imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo bawulindele ngamehlo abomvu wakusasa, wona athi bakhangelele ukudlala kuhle banqobe.
Sibe lamalungiselelo amahle kakhulu, silungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo abadlali bethu labo batshengise ukuba bayamukele kuhle lokhu ebesikwenza. Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo ngumdlalo omkhulu kithi kanye lakuqembu leFC Platinum.
Umdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup udlalwa phakathi kweqembu eliphakamise isicoco seligi kanye leqembu eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo nyakenye iqembu leFC Platinum yilo eliphakamise isicoco seligi, kuthe leBhoso yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku. Kusenjalo abadlali beqembu leHighlanders abawalisa ukapteni weqembu njalo nginozinti uAriel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Mudua kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Kabasayi kuba ingxenye yeqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano weAfrican Nations Championship iChan ngamafitshane, ngemva kokuba iqembu leBhoso lingabakhululanga ngoba lifuna bedlale kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abaqeqetshi beqembu lama-Warriors bathe laba badlali abasekho enhlelweni zabo.
Sithole umbiko ovela kubaqeqeshi beqembu lesizwe besithi abadlali beqembu leHighlanders kababuyanga ukuzololonga labanye, njalo ngaleso sizathu abasoze baye besabakhangela. Iqembu leHighlanders lona belisitshelile ukuba abadlali balo liyabasebenzisa kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup, kodwa abaqeqeshi bona bathathe isinqumo esokuba bahle bayekele ukuba yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe.
Ukwesela obe
kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo walezi nsuku owe house music, umncedisi moyo odume ngelokuthi ngu-DJ Cooperman. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Manda weStudio 7.
DJ Cooperman sekhathazile ngontoti zethu nqa ngomculo wakhe wamapiano, wona ke iwo mculo othandwa ngontanga. Uma unondo udabuka kwamahlaba ithwala empilabuso.
Ngikhulele edolobheni lakobulawayo ke ngafunda esikolo seMilton High engenze khona i-high school yami. Ngasuka eMilton High ngaye Poly ke ngenza i-machine shop, mechanical engineering fit and tenor. I-primary ngifunde e-Robert Redgold ngabuya ngahlangahlanganisa ngifunde lasensuka mini ke ngale njube.
Dalati lakhe elitsha elishisayo umncedisi kungani kanti bembiza Cooperman.
Ngikhule ngithanda amamini Cooper kakhulu, bengilokuzilungilungisa njengomuntu le ololwazi le engineering. I-apamelitsha leli ke singalo ke sihamba ngalo ke lithi uvukile umalambane ke lapha ke iningi labantu esebelizwile hayi bakhala kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe ke sihlala senze nje mihla le mihla iminyaka le minyaka bakethi. Njoba thina silalela imusic yethu kakhulu, imusic ethandwa ngabatsha, ethandwa ngabantu esithanda ukugida kakhulu, bekungamakwaito.
Indaba yakhe uthanda umculo wayiqala esemncane uCooperman. Ukhule elalela imsakazo esizwa imculo etshiyeneyo.
Mina bengithanda ukwenza ukukhomboza ingoma zami ke ngirewind amakhasethi ngirekhoda laphana njengoba kade ngitshilwa ngaphambilini ukuthi angilalela ama-hits ngirekhoda ke ngirewind ngirekhode ngi-edite laphana ukuthi lami ukuthi ngile ngoma entsha la. Bengikhompoza ama-ringing tones ama-phone to create ama-melodies abantu ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna i-ringing tone ethi ngifuna i-ringing tone ngicela ingoma kamajayivana ngibuyele ngithi ngifunde ama-notes ngiyenze into ezinjalo. Yikho ke kwangakhaya lami ngagcina ngistaka kahle umuntu akaqhubekele phambili ke ngento zomculo.
Umculo wakhe lo ohlakazayo uCooperman usebenze labanye abaculi.
Kuma projects lawa ke ngisebenze lo Pop Skinner, ngisebenze lo Khwabarati, bonke laba engibaqamba ngamajaha nje abakhona apho edolobheni lakobulawayo, dabuka khonapho eZimbabwe. Ngisebenze lo umfundisi uMasofa wakwaShabalala ke utrack ekhona etumanyonyoba ke lapha ke sikhuza abantu ukuthi bakithi sikhathele sikhathele bakithi bale nqa uthi yaphuma le bakhona abolova yikho sithi uvukile umalambane.
Luhlelo lakho mlaleli uwoza Friday isikhathi sedlule ngumangoye bakwethu phosela ilizwi lokugcina kubalaleli Cooperman.
Thina sisaqhubeka sakha umculo omnandi sisakhela bona ngoba bona ibaba siphakamisayo kakhulu idenga siki yami ungayithola ke khona pana ke ku-YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Cooperman, ngikhona ke ku-Facebook at Cooperman DJ, ku-Twitter ke ngithola lapho sithi uvukile umalambane.
Sithi hey wena malambane wenzani? Hayi isimincho njalo uDJ Cooperman ke lo ebesigodlisela ke kuhlelo Hoza. Hoza Friday. Libe nempela sonto elichukela igama namu Ezra Jesus Banda.
DJ Cooperman esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande Lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.